In Gaza City, unknown gunmen have shot and killed a well-known advisor to Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat. The man also ran a Palestinian Authority-funded magazine. The Palestinian Journalists Union condemned the killing as the latest example of a breakdown of law and order in the Palestinian territories. Separately, a bomb exploded outside a charity in a Gaza refugee camp, causing no casualties. And Peter Kenyon is in Jerusalem. Who was the Arafat advisor, Peter?
Well, Bob, his name was Khalil al-Zabin, a 59-year-old journalist. He ran a magazine called Al-Nashra. It covered issues of interest to Palestinian prisoners and their families, those held in Arab countries as well as in Israeli prisons. He was also known as one of the most prominent Arafat loyalists in Gaza. Came over with Arafat in 94 from Tunis. This is a place where Arafat is not now especially popular, where Hamas and other armed factions have a very strong presence. Witnesses said masked gunmen opened fire at him as he was leaving his office late last night.
Any idea why he was killed?
Well, the motive is unclear at this point, we have to say. Palestinian journalists certainly believe it was his profession that was part of the cause. They cite a recent rash of attacks against journalists. Recently, a Khan Yunis broadcasting office was invaded by armed gunmen who destroyed some equipment and then demanded that local commanders hire them as Palestinian Authority security people. Journalist for the Al Arabiya television channel was beaten by men who he says warned him not to attack the Fatah movement in his coverage. Recently, another magazine, Al Dar, had its offices broken into. But beyond that, there are also clashes between forces loyal to Mr. Arafat and those who answer to former security advisor Mohammed Dahlan. All we can say right now is that police are investigating.
Has there not been growing concern about gang activities and a general absence of law enforcement from the Palestinian Authority?
There has. This is something we've been covering both from the Gaza Strip and the West Bank, especially in the northern cities such as Nablus and Jenin, but more recently spreading to Gaza as well. Just this feeling of despair among Palestinians for their own security on a day-to-day basis, and a kind of a rising anger at what critics are calling a virtually non-existent Palestinian Authority, certainly in any law enforcement sense. Just yesterday in Gaza, there was a large march consisting of people calling for a severe punishment of men suspected of raping and killing a female student. The papers down in Gaza have been filled with stories of ordinary street crime and gang activity. Palestinian officials say they are committed to increasing their law enforcement efforts, but they blame the Israelis. They say their security personnel have lost the respect of much of the Palestinian population, in part because of restrictions. There's a great deal of skepticism, I must say, among Palestinians about Israel's recent announcements that it may pull out both its Jewish settlers and soldiers out of the Gaza Strip. But this rising tide of violence is extremely troubling to those who think a pullout is a possibility. Some Palestinians say the PA could pull itself together, the authority could pull itself together, but ordinary Palestinians say something needs to be done now.
NPR's Peter Kenyon in Jerusalem.